from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you. Paul, how's your take on these rookie quarterbacks? You know, we got a lot of preseason action. You saw Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels look pretty good. Bo Nix looked pretty good. Michael Penix looked pretty good. J.J. McCarthy looked good. But now we learn J.J. McCarthy has a torn meniscus. And Paul, not just in the short term, but to some degree with that injury, his season is in jeopardy here.
Right, right.
His season is in jeopardy.
Right.
So what do we think of all this?
Well, there's two grades to that kind of meniscus tear, and they don't know what that is until he gets looked at probably today, I would imagine.
Well, two grades and two recovery options, right? Yeah. Like that, you know, you can either take the short term or the long term.
Right.
And, you know, I think Kevin O'Connell's tone is indicating the long term is on the table, which means he could. Now, he wasn't going to be the starter to start the year. Sam Darnold was. But I'm as optimistic about J.J. McCarthy with those weapons and those options as any of these rookies, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you
know, the value based proposition, I think he's going to be good. Man, the Vikings have had a rough offseason. We'll just put it that way.
Well, it's been an interesting week with regards to rookie quarterbacks. And the only reason I bring this up is because it's been a while since we've had a draft with as intensified quality, I guess is the right word, quarterbacks.
Looks good.
I mean, there's some guys that look like they're going to make it. It looks like there's guys with skills. And so with that being said, now we never know, do we? I mean, time will tell, but it looks like there's some guys that are going to be pretty good. I always thought that Williams at Chicago would probably – I have never been quite as sold on him as a lot of people are. Now, I know a lot of people think he's going to be the best thing. He's so-so. I mean, but he's a rookie. It was his first game. I mean, extended with time and that kind of thing. So we all have to take this with a grain of salt. You know, the guy that I thought looked best over the weekend was Jalen Daniels. My goodness. I don't know
Jaden
how
–
I do not know how this kid – wasn't taken in front of Williams, if you want to know the truth. I think that he looked natural. He looked good. Now, we're talking about two series. I mean, how much can we glean for that? But, boy, he put the ball where it needed to be, showed the ability to throw the ball on the outside edge of a fade. Are you kidding me? That takes skill. Not everybody can do that, Jacob, as you know. But with that being said, I thought Jalen Daniels looked the best of all the rookies. May, the guy that I thought might have the most upside of all of them, I was kind of thinking he would be.
He's in by far the worst situation, though. Yeah, I mean, we got to be fair to him. His situation is awful.
Right. Well, no, you got a good point. He does not have the talent around him that will make him look good. But he didn't play as well as I was hopeful that he would play.
Jaden Daniels threw three passes. And I like Jaden Daniels. So the reason, and it's Jaden, not Jalen. How many times are we going to do that this year with the KU quarterback?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Jaden Daniels. He can run the ball. We know that. That's the part. And he ran that ball in for a touchdown. That's the part of his game. I think when you and I'm a Caleb Williams advocate. I think Caleb Williams is going to be great. I think he is in an incredible position to succeed as a rookie. But Daniels could be great. I think Daniels carries a little more injury risk. J.J. McCarthy looks really good and is a guy in the situation in Minnesota I thought could really have an impact this year. So we'll have to see on that. Penix, I did not watch Penix. I did not go back and look at any of his. I just know it was, people thought it was pretty good. And Bo Nix.
He was good.
Look, Bo Nix was good. And he doesn't have a great situation either, but he's also the most experienced out of all these guys. So, I think there's a chance that four or five teams may have found their quarterbacks. And if that sounds crazy, we got to remember, like, this was a class widely considered to be that kind of class. Then we saw all the quarterbacks taken, and so we'll have to see. Earl wants to chime in on the IHOP hotline, which is available, brought to you by IHOP. All you can eat pancakes through September 15th. Let's go to Earl on the line. Hey, Earl, what's up?
Hey, just real quick, being a physician for 30 years and also suffering the terrible triad knee injury, I just wanted to illuminate you for just one moment on that injury.
Okay.
Firstly, you have a lateral and medial meniscus in the knee. In other words, one on the inside, one on the outside, right? So the degree of the tear in the meniscus is what's kind of germane here. If it's a minor tear, a lot of guys clip that off because meniscus is white. It doesn't have a big blood supply. If you think of a chicken bone and you're gnawing on the end of it, that little white deal there, that's the meniscus. So you can see it doesn't have much blood going to it. But here's the thing for an NFL quarterback. If you clip that meniscus, you are guaranteed to have arthritis in your knees as you age. I went through that. There was a Dr. Henning in Wichita who was a fabulous surgeon back in the day. He pioneered sewing the meniscus back together. Now, when you sew it back together, you cannot put pressure on it or it fractures what he sewed, and you're on crutches for 6 months. Excuse me. With that healing that way, though, he has no long-term detriment to the knee. So if you're a young quarterback, if he gets it clipped, he's going to set himself up for problems down the road and in his career as a quarterback. If he goes long-term and thinks long-term health, and I think we all ought to do that, he will have it sewed. And once again, we're not in there. We don't have a scope in there. We don't have him splayed open. But typically, if it can be sewed, that is the route to take. So,
and that's what, Earl, that's what Kevin O'Connell sort of alluded to yesterday, I think, when he said we're going to do what's best for J.J. McCarthy long-term. I think that's why Viking fans and people today are sort of just reserving the fact that they just may not have McCarthy. Now, you said there are two different sides of it, though. Does it matter as far as that goes, which side, or is it just in general?
In general, you have a lateral, which is on the outside of your knee, and a medial on the inside of your knee, meniscus. But I can say this, because I hurt my knee playing in the ill-fated IFL back in the day. And I still know about 10 of those guys, and we all ended up with knee surgery after playing in that buffoonery league, that I was the only one who got it sewed. And everyone who went for the clipping, as we are now very seasoned into our 60s, they knee replacements and bow leg from arthritis in the knee. So, honestly, this cat is a good player, and I wouldn't expect him to see him this year unless, again, he takes the short-term approach. Hey, I got to get out there. And many of us athletes are wired that way, but some of us could see the forest for the trees, and down the road was kind of important. And I will just say this. I will take Daniels being better than Williams, Caleb, in the short term and the long term. Just that's the gut feel, but I will give this caveat. I was the one that wanted the Chiefs to take Deshaun Watson.
Well, there you go.
So take it with a grain of salt.
Anything with rookie quarterbacks is grain of salt.
Yeah, and if you could,
if you could guarantee me that a guy who runs as much as Daniels could stay healthy, I would say, okay. But the problem for me is running these guys that run a ton, not just because Caleb Williams can move. But he doesn't run a ton. Look at Anthony Richardson last year. I mean, he looked incredible. Gets hurt. Lamar Jackson has missed significant time. We'll see if Jalen Hurts is able to hold it through. But the guys that carry the ball a lot, actual designed runs, they just get hurt in this league. And I think that's where, you know, with Daniels and Williams, I just think Williams is the safer bet because he's going to have less risk for injury, not running around so much.
But I will say this, that the Caleb, I'm a Sooner fan, so I watched him in Boomerville. I will tell you this, and he's a young man, and young men get more mature as they age. Caleb has not done very well with adversity in his career so far. So that right there, strength of mind, strength of body. This is the yin and the yang of an NFL quarterback. So you guys have a great day. Love your show.
Appreciate that, Earl, and I really do appreciate that insight. That is great insight to the problem now the Vikings face, Paul. And, you know, Dr. Earl gives us good insight on why that is such a big decision. And we see this with meniscus all the time. We hear about the clip. We hear about that. To put it in that perspective, you almost want to see McCarthy go ahead and take the long term and miss this year. For him, mostly, Paul, because the Vikings have never had the direct intention of starting him out of the gates. They're going to start Sam Darnold. For how long has been the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look if you're JJ McCarthy, I don't want to get inside the personal decision that he's going to want to make. That's his to make. He can make it however he wants to. If you're the Vikings though, and you're looking at it, that gets a little more difficult. Because I think the Vikings with a good quarterback are very much an NFC contender.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they still can be with Sam Darnold. With
I think
all the
they can.
I don't know.
I think they can. Yeah.
But certainly the arrow is pointed up with J.J. McCarthy. Does it hurt him long term if he just doesn't play at all this year and starts out of the gate next year?
Right.
Almost like the – and let me hold my example of that for just 1 second. Versus coming in, let's call it, I think their week is like their bye is week 6 or 7. So let's say he starts week 8 and then goes the rest of the way. How much long term, like if you're looking at it for next year, how much does he lose by not getting that playing time? And I would say this, he's gotten a full off season, a full OTA, most of training camp, got some reps in a game. He would then have next year, full off season, preseason. I don't think it hurts him too much long term. And I think the easiest example of the Vikings and what they should advise is Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying Sam Darnold is Alex Smith. He is not. Far from it. But he's also not, Trevor Siemian. Sam Darnold is somewhere journeyman in between. He's a journeyman because he's got talent. He's going to walk into an offense with a lot of talent around him. If you're the Vikings, I think you just treat this as the way the Chiefs treated Mahomes rookie year. You just say, shut it down, get fully healthy. It's your job next year. We'll get through this year with Darnold. Let's get you right. I think the right play here for the Vikings is to go the long-term recovery. And as Earl mentioned, certainly for J.J. McCarthy, long-term, it's a better option.
Right.
But it seems to me like they're going to shut it down for
him. And he will get better, and he will become involved in this ball club because he's going to be there. I mean, he's going to be there the whole year. He's there now, and he's going to be there. He's going to be able to attend meetings. He's going to be involved. He is going to be a part of this team, and that's huge. And it's different with a quarterback than, say, an offensive lineman or a DB or something like that. It's totally different because, you know, we've always said, and I think I've had these discussions. It's been a long, long time. What's the most important position in all of pro sports? And I think we came to the conclusion probably quarterback is probably the most important.
There ain't no probably about it.
Yeah, that's where we're at with that regarding that. And so he's going to be there. He's going to pick up a lot of things. He will almost be, quote unquote, a veteran when he comes to camp next year. And I'm thinking that, you know, he's got so many years ahead of him. Do it right. Do the safe thing. Get better. Don't come back. If unless you really can, or things go, or maybe it's not as bad as we think once they get in there, who knows what's going to happen? We'll know after the surgery. But, you know, be cautious. You got a whole career ahead of you. And quarterbacks can play a long time. Good quarterbacks, they're going to play. We've got examples of guys playing until they're in their 40s. Now, that's rare, obviously, but, you know, you got guys playing until their early 30s, mid-30s. I mean, you know, so you got those kind of guys. But anyway, it's going to get shut down. He's going to be around. He's going to get better just because he's there. He's in meetings. He's a part of the team.
I agree.
He's a part of the team.
And look, so. Mahomes got physical reps in practice. So it's not, you know, totally fair comparison.
But from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But I am so bullish on McCarthy. I want to see him real bad this year, but I also want to see him long term. So I will see. This is a fascinating decision. My gut says they're going to shut it down.
Right. Well, that'll be okay. No, that'll be fine. And before we get out of this segment, though, I do have to ask you the question. We saw snippets of all these guys. I mean, hardly any of them threw over
the rookies,
10 passes. All the rookie quarterbacks. Hardly any of them threw over 10 passes. I mean, you just saw basically snippets of a bunch of them. And you've got a bunch of them to choose from, all the way down to Bo Nix, because you got to put him in the mix. You got to put, you know, maybe even what
Penix. You got to put Penix.
Penix in there. What about Spencer? Oh, what's his name out of Oklahoma?
Spencer Rattler.
I mean, he didn't do bad. I'm not a Spencer Rattler fan since that Netflix show where he was in high school. I didn't like him. I didn't think he was a nice guy. I thought he was a horrible best friend. But anyway, I'm not a big friend, but a big fan of him.
You know, he didn't even complete 50% of his passes. I don't think he looked particularly good.
But anyway, he scored. He threw a touchdown pass, scored on a run. I mean, whatever. But anyway, of all the quarterbacks that played, because this has been a heck of a class for quarterbacks, who's the one guy that you think can hit it off big? Because now you only got
snippets. Rookie year.
Yeah. I'm talking about for a career. I'm talking about who hangs in there and becomes that guy, becomes that Pro Bowl.
Who do you like out of this group? Let me put it this way, because I think there's certainly more than one. I think that the Bears found their quarterback. I think that the Commanders found their quarterback, and I really hope that he stays healthy, because they deserve, and the Bears do too. They both, the, both those franchises deserve a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Vikings found their quarterback, and I think McCarthy could be the best of the group. I think that the Falcons, I liked Penix. I don't, the, you know, the way they went about it was really curious to me, but I would venture to say in, let's call it, what's a good amount of time in the NFL? 4 years from now, Penix will be their quarterback.
Okay.
Drake May, I have no idea.
Me neither.
Didn't watch him a ton in college.
Me neither.
A absolute and total unknown to me. I do not know. Bo Nix, I'm the most on the fence about. Is that all of them?
Yeah, that pretty much covers the ones that we're talking about.
That covers the group, right?
Yeah, but
so I do think there is a very real chance, Paul, that they all found quarterbacks that will be their quarterbacks but we thought that sort of going in. Bo Nix has always been the, well, I, again, Drake May is just a total unknown to me. I you know, you trust people that evaluated that really liked him to some degree. I don't have a pro or con Drake May. I didn't watch him play at all, so I don't know. I'm in on Williams. I'm in on Daniels. I'm in on Penix. I'm not in yet, but willing to be in on Bo Nix. And I have no idea with Drake May.
Yeah, I'm going to go Bo Nix. I'm going to go Daniels. Those are the two that it's, oh, such small snippets.
You don't think Williams is going to have, man?
I'm not there yet.
Offense that they have inserted him into is light years better than the offense they've run out. DJ Moore's a stud. Keenan Allen is old, reliable. Rome Odunze, we all like him out of Washington. He was incredible as a rookie coming in. He'll have an impact. They brought in DeAndre Swift. Like, they have surrounded him with talent. He will put up the biggest numbers this year as far as a passer. I don't think there's much question, just because of what's around him. You know, is he the kind of playmaker that Daniels is? I don't know. Jaden Daniels is the most intriguing, I'll get for sure.
Right.
But Caleb Williams has the opportunity to just sit back as a passer and cut apart defense.
Need to see how he comes along with his maturity within the pocket.
No question.
That is my question. Okay.
But a part of his game, now you're talking about Williams.
I am.
Part of his game is his ability to move outside the pocket.
It is.
Which
part has of his
become
game.
So important in the NFL now, right?
Right.
Like his ability to move around and keep plays alive and do all that kind of stuff is a part of why I think he'll be successful. Mm-hmm. It's the maturity. It's the thing everybody brings up, right? For me too. Does he have that drive to be that dude? We got to see.
We'll see.
You know, it's been troublesome over the years. I'm not, you know, of course it has been, but I just think he's in such a good situation to be successful. And he was insanely successful at two different schools in college. So we'll see. But I like all of them. I'm excited about that. I want every team in the NFL to have a good quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean that sincerely.
Yes.
I'm with you. I want every single team to have a quality quarterback, because it makes our, you know, the game so much better when there is a quality quarterback out there. You know, I'd rather rank a bunch of good ones than, you know, the alternative. All right, let's take a break. Let's come back. We'll look at the Royals game today. We'll look at it from a betting perspective, all kinds of different ways as we get you ready for some afternoon baseball for the Royals, which you'll hear, of course, right here on KFH. We also need to get you some Chiefs audio from Chiefs camp. So a couple more things we've got on the to-do list here on a Wednesday. It's Sports Daily with Albrecht and Savage. Don't go away.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.